ask questions at the end of the call. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question. Please note we will also be accepting questions via the webcast. For now, I'll hand you over to your host, Giambeppe Fortis, CEO, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, and good evening, everybody. Thank you for being with us today for this conference call. I'm here with Amaury Boilot, our CFO, to present our 2022 second quarter revenues. As usual, we will open the Q&A session at the end of the presentation. Let's start with slide number four. Solutions 30 returned to growth a quarter earlier than expected. In the second quarter of 2022, Solutions 30 recorded consolidated revenues of 221.7 million. That is up 2.7% compared with the same period in 2021, and stable on an organic basis. I remind you that we are comparing Q2 2022 over a high comparison base as the successful lockdowns due to COVID had a global positive impact on Solutions 30 businesses in the first half of 2021. People took the opportunity of being at home to upgrade their internet connections, especially in France, where fiber optic networks became available almost everywhere. This had a positive impact on our revenue. Despite its high comparison base, this quarter sets an all-time high for a second quarter. Business outside France has taken over the reins of growth with a double-digit growth rate of 30%. The business in France remains under pressure and continues to be negatively impacted by the operational transition between certain mature activities and new activities that are impacted by the difficulties in the supply chain and don't ramp up as fast as they could. It's important to note that these new opportunities are not lost, but just delayed, and will materialize in the coming months. Year-to-date revenues amounted to 444.4 million euro at the end of June 2022, which is an increase of 0.7% compared to the previous year and -1.5% in organic terms. Given the current uncertain macroeconomic context, we remain cautious about our short-term objectives, but in the longer term, we are very optimistic as we continue to experience favorable market drivers with deep underlying tailwinds and massive post-COVID recovery plans supporting our digital transformation and energy transition. I will now hand it over to Amaury, and we'll come back for the outlook at the end of the presentation.
Thank you, Giambeppe. Good afternoon, everyone. For the first six months of 2022, revenue reached 444.4 million euros, up by 0.7% compared to H1 2021. On a like-for-like basis, revenue is down by 1.5%. Contribution of acquired in 2021 and early 2022 amounts to 9.9 million euros on this first semester. What can be noticed on this slide is that the decline in the French business is offset mainly by the strong organic growth that we are experiencing in the other geographies. Next slide. This graph shows the positive impact of COVID experienced in H2 2020 and H1 2021, followed by a consolidation phase in H2 2021. The quarterly trend shows that Q1 and Q2 2022 revenues remain high compared to historical performances, with a quarterly revenue above 220 million euros. The revenue of the second quarter of 2022 increased by 2.7% compared to 2021, and by nearly 40% compared to Q2 2019. We are then far above pre-COVID trends. We believe that 2021 has offset a very unusual 2020, and we now expect to get back to a more normal setting in 2022 and 2023. Next. In this slide, you can see the very different dynamics that we are experiencing in France and in the other geographies. While revenues are down by 18% in France, all the other geographies experienced double-digit growth. Benelux and the other countries have crossed the milestone of 50% and they now account for nearly 53% of the group's Q2 revenue. Next slide. I will now comment each geography in more details. On the next slide, you have a view on the business segment in France, where revenue for the second quarter amounted to €105.2 million compared to €128 million a year ago. With €74.7 million in revenue, the telecom business decreased by 18% compared to the second quarter of 2021. The telecom market has reached its maturity phase as fiber rollout has peaked in 2021, and the market for new subscriber connections is consolidating at a pace of around 1 million connections per quarter, which is high and not increasing anymore. In addition, one of our major clients has decided to review the way it works with its partners and reshuffle the allocations of its business amongst its partner through a major tender offer, which happened last year and that we have already spoken about. This new organization came into force in April, and it's a major change that disrupts all of our markets. All players are impacted, and especially the weakest ones. We anticipated the changes as much as we could, but the implementation of this new organization is putting a strain on the economic performance. Solution 30 has kept the same market share and revenue as before, but we are now operating in new regions where we need to recruit and train people so that they get all required professional certifications. On top of this, we have to handle new constraints in the way we operate, mainly in terms of response time and expected KPIs. It disturbs the whole organization and it impacts our efficiency and therefore our profitability. As a consequence, the EBITDA margin in France will be lower than in the second half of 2021. For the energy business, revenue amounted to €12.9 million compared with €21.1 million a year before, representing a drop of 39%. The business has been strongly impacted by the end of smart electricity meters rollouts in France, which revenue went down by 77%. Other activities related to electric mobility and renewable energies are increasing, but not yet offsetting this decrease in revenue. The ramp-up remains actually delayed by the current supply chain problems. The IT business posted a revenue of €11.9 million, up by 9% over the second quarter of 2021, while the security and payments business posted revenue of €5.7 million compared to €4.7 million a year before. Next slide. In the Benelux zone, revenue in the second quarter of 2022 amounted to €51.8 million compared to €37.9 million 1 year before. The revenue in this region is increasing by 36.7% after an increase of 26.3% in the first quarter of 2022. As expected, the growth is therefore accelerating thanks to the ramp-up of the two contracts signed with Fiberklaar and with Open Dutch Fiber in the second half of 2021 in order to deploy FTTH and connect homes in several cities in Flanders and in the Netherlands. The telecom business grew organically by 30% and generated quarterly revenue of €37.4 million. In Wallonia, we also announced a new contract with Unifiber in the beginning of July. The startup and ramp-up of this new contract will start in the second half of 2022. Revenue for the energy business amounted to €10.2 million, compared with €5.4 million a year before, due to the rollout of smart meters in Flanders, which began during the first quarter of 2021 and is now fully developed. Revenue for the IT business grew by 8% at €2.3 million. And quarterly revenue for the retail and security segment was 1.9 1.9 million euros compared to 1.6 million euros for the second quarter of 2021. Next slide. In the other countries, the group posted a quarterly revenue of 64.8 million euros, an increase of nearly 30%, of which 19% organic compared to Q2 2021. In Germany, where revenue decreased by 11% in the first quarter of 2022, revenue declined only by a limited 1% in the second quarter. Return to growth is expected to happen in the second half of 2022, when the efforts made by the group in order to adapt its organization should begin to bear fruit, and when increase in prices negotiated with clients due to the general context of inflation will fully contribute. In Italy, revenue grew by 59% in the second quarter of 2022, up to 18.4 million euros. In this country, growth remains driven by the contract signed with Telecom Italia at the beginning of last year. In Spain, revenue grew organically by 8%, thanks to a positive momentum in the telecom business, both on fiber and on 5G mobile networks. In Spain, the FTTH market is mature, and growth comes from gains in market shares and development of the 5G-related business. In Poland, the group recorded a revenue of 8 million euros, up 34% on a reported basis and up 19% at constant perimeter. Poland is clearly gaining momentum and is strengthening its relationship with Orange, as illustrated by the extension of the partnership to the Warsaw region that we announced last week. Finally, in the United Kingdom, Solutions30 generated a revenue of 8.7 million euros in the quarter, up 152% and 20% organically, thanks to the telecom sector, where we are positioned in both fixed and mobile networks. I now hand back to Gianbeppi.
Thank you, Amaury. Let's go to slide 14. Last year, we announced that our long-term improvement plan will go one step further with a specific transformation plan dedicated to the improvement of our governance, risk management system, and compliance. The goal was to strengthen and standardize all of our procedures and policies group-wide. This project has led to the review of all the existing policies and procedures and to a gap analysis against applicable laws and regulations. We identified several areas of improvement that we divided into seven work streams, most important of them being to implement a uniform third party's due diligence process and uniform risk mitigation procedures. At the end of June, the new GRC framework has been implemented, giving strengthened guidelines to our teams throughout the organization. As an example, all of the group's subcontractors and suppliers are subject to systematic and harmonized control procedures, and a dedicated team is responsible for monitoring the integrity and reliability of the group's partners. The whole organization is involved in this project. At the supervisory board level, new responsibilities were given to the strategy committee and to the audit committee. The strategy committee has become the strategy and ESG committee. It's composed of five members, all independent. Jean-Paul Cottet is the chairman. Caroline Tissot, Francesco Serafini are joined by Pascal Mourvillier and Thomas Kremer as members. This committee will be responsible for ensuring that environmental, social, and governance criteria are integrated into the group's strategy with the aim of building responsible growth. The audit committee has become the audit, risk, and compliance committee. It is composed of three independent members. Yves Kerveillant is the chairman of this committee. Pascal Mourvillier and now Thomas Kremer are the members of this committee, which has a mission to supervise the relevance of financial information and the reliability of risk management and internal control processes. Thomas Kremer, who has a very long, very strong reputation in matters of risk and compliance, is a key addition to this committee. At the executive committee level, we have two work streams monitoring ESG and GRC matters and controlling related KPIs, as well as following up on training, awareness, and change management currently being implemented in the organization. The whole system has been conceived to strengthen our organization without losing our agility, which is key in our environment. I strongly believe that our new framework will help us consolidate our commitment to compliance while building sustainable growth and stronger relationship with all our partners. We are now clearly ahead of competition on issues that are increasingly critical to our customers. Next slide, please. The current macroeconomic context brings uncertainty and calls for short-term conservatism in order to protect our strength until the environment stabilizes. We will be very cautious with the management of our cash. This is our strongest asset to face expected inflation and increase in interest rates, while preserving our ability to fuel expected organic growth. This approach will make us stronger to go on the offensive again in a few months as our markets remain structurally buoyant, and as most of our competitors had to and still have to use debt to finance their growth. In the long term, Solutions 30 has a very strong outlook of growth, both organic and through acquisition. In H1 2022, and as explained by Amaury, the operational transition in France and the ramp-up of contracts will negatively impact margins, which will be lower than in the second half of 21. But in H2 22, growth is expected to accelerate, and we now think that it will remain below 10%. We should see the beginning of an improvement in our EBITDA margin, thanks to better absorption of the cost of new contracts and operational processes that will begin to normalize in France. Priorities given to organic growth and operational execution. We have revised and are still revising our pricing policy upwards, both on new and also on existing contracts. We have also put in place actions to strictly control our operating costs. I want to insist on the fact that maintaining a low leverage ratio and a conservative capital structure is key in order to increase our agility, strengthen our competitive advantages, and preserve our ability to pursue the sector consolidation when the context will be stabilized. As I said it before, in almost 20 years, Solutions 30 has never seen such favorable market conditions, given the massive investments related to the post-COVID recovery plans. And this remains true and will have strong positive effect on Solutions 30 financial performance in the medium and long term. Next, please. Our long-term target remains unchanged, and our key challenge for the years to come will be to reach the critical size in all of our geographies. We define the critical size with two milestones, 100 million euro revenues and 200 million euro of revenues. When a geography makes less than 100 million euro revenue, the EBITDA margin is below 10%. When a geography reaches the first milestone of 100 million euro, the EBITDA margin raises to double digit, and it improves to a normative double-digit margin when the milestone of 200 million is reached, unless we are implementing a transformation, as it is the case in France at the moment. We do believe that we can reach the critical size in all of the geographies in the coming years, as our markets benefit from very strong drivers. Next slide, please. That's the end of our presentation, and now we are happy to answer your questions.
So if you would like to ask a question or make a contribution on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypads. So as a reminder, that's star 1 on your telephone keypads to ask a question through the telephone lines. We currently have no questions coming through on the telephone line, so I'll hand you back to Gian Beppi and the webcast questions for now.
Okay, we have a question. What is the share of new activities, electromobility, energy transition, 5G, in your total turnover and in France? It's a question for you, Amaury.
Thank you for the question. All these new activities related to the energy transition, EV chargers, 5G activities generated a revenue of almost 63 million euros on the first half of 2022. So the revenue of these activities more than doubled in 1 year. And France out of this amount is generating some 13 million euros out of this total revenue.
Okay, thank you, Amaury. We have another question, which is, are you succeeding in gaining market share in fiber in the UK? And what is your turnover in this activity? So the answer to the first part of the question is yes, we do succeed in gaining market share in fiber in the UK. And Amaury, can you tell the turnover in this activity in the UK?
Yeah, absolutely. We started the FTTH activity in the UK at the beginning of the year. And on this first half of 2022, the fiber activity contributed to a revenue of 1.8 million euros, which is actually 10% of the UK revenue on this first half.
Okay, another question. How do you think the current context, both the war in Ukraine and the inflation, will impact your business? I can take the first part. So we have no relationship with Ukraine and Eastern Europe, so no direct impact on our activity. But maybe, Amaury, you can add some comments on the inflation.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, the inflation may have several impacts. First impact may be on the cost of equipment. In our context, we are not impacted by the increase in prices of equipment because most of the time the equipment we are installing or maintaining belongs to our customers. So we are not impacted by that. We may have some impact coming from the inflation on the salaries and on the cost of energy, but we are negotiating with our customers in order to pass over the impact of this increase on prices. But we are, as usual, we are always working on improving, you know, the productivity of our operations in order to improve our profitability. And another impact coming from the increase of the energy costs is actually visible on the development of our activities related to the energy transition, since our customers are willing to accelerate the deployment of these new technologies in order to make it more affordable.
Yeah, thank you, Maria. Yeah, on this last point, I really want to underline that we see a strong and an increasing demand for solar panels for both business clients and residential clients. And we see it in particular in combination with charging stations. People who have an individual house and have an electrical vehicle really see the possibility to have a solar panel to load their car as a great opportunity, and we believe it is. So we have seen a strong demand on that side, supply chain problems at the moment, but a very strong demand for we believe, many years to come. Another question, given the current performance, what is the group's normative margin, and will France return to EBITDA margin of 15% and above? Amaury, I guess that's for you.
Yeah. Well, the normative margin at for the group has not changed. It's always around, you know, it can be above 15% when we are mature in a geography or mature on a contract. Then the second part of the question about France, as we said earlier, we are in a transition phase. So clearly, the fiber and the smart meter activities are now mature. So we are moving from an installation phase, a deployment phase, to a maintenance phase on the fiber activities. And regarding the energy activities, we have already identified, you know, the new activities, which are mainly related to the energy transitions. We signed lots of contracts in this field, and we know for sure that we will be able to reach the same level of profitability as soon as the ramp-up phase is over. But on the very short term, we are a bit penalized by the difficulties on the supply chain, which are impacting the providers of energy equipment, and especially EV chargers.
Another question, looking at your last slide about 2022-26 key challenge, does it mean you are guiding a target of around 2 billion in sales in 26 with a minimum EBITDA of 200 million? And the answer is yes. It's exactly what we believe. France is stabilizing. We think that we are reaching the bottom, quote unquote, because we see the new activity is now picking up. So we see France at about 400 million. Benelux is reaching the 200 million marks and then going beyond because we have a very strong growth there. And then we really see the possibility to reach this 200 million mark in all of our geographies. And that means exactly that we believe we will be at more than 2 billion euro sales in the midterm. And yes, we will be at 10% EBITDA margin plus. Other question, can you elaborate in terms of margins in France, Benelux, and other countries? What are your expectations for fiscal year 22? Amaury, that is for you.
Yeah, well, that's you already gave some indications when you presented the slide. So as MBP said, we are reaching a low point in France, and we expect to improve these margins as from the second half of this year. Benelux still comfortable margins, although they are absorbing the ramp up of the fiber activities. And in the other countries, our focus is on reaching the critical size, you know, so we are managing the growth, which is very high in these areas. And as soon as we have reached the industrialized phase, we can then work on the margins in order to get them at a high single digit level in the coming months.
Okay, we have a question concerning the UK. What are your ambitions, potential in the UK, according to diverse sectors, and what horizons? And do you intend to buy new companies for these developments? So we have high ambitions for the UK. The priority now is with fiber. The UK have launched a very aggressive fiber plan, very similar to France, but with a very strong ramp up. So at the moment, main question in the UK is to find enough people to do the work, knowing that being outside of the European community doesn't make it easy to import people from other European countries. So it's a little bit complicated, but the potential is huge. You know, we are talking about an addressable market worth 20, 30 billion euros. So really, really big opportunity. Energy is the other important vertical, and 5G. I must say that UK seems to us more advanced than France in terms of 5G. So the three opportunities are fiber, energy transition, and 5G, but with fiber being the highest priority and by far the largest opportunity in the short term. At the moment, we are targeting only organic growth, but we believe we will be able to include also some M&A in the future with the same rationale that we have used in the past. And we will use the same rationale also in the other geographies. I remember that our markets are quite fragmented, and we like to do a good mix of organic and external growth. I see no more questions, so I think we are at the end of the presentation. Thank you, everybody, for attending this call today, and have a good evening all.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your lines. Hosts, please stay on the line and await further instruction.